pulled off early, but how'd you see your first three quarters?
I felt really good, yeah. A lot of things sort of revolve around how my body feels at the moment, so body felt really good, which is a real positive, and I normally feel like when I feel good out there, my confidence is up and I'm playing pretty well. So I felt like my focus areas were pretty good tonight, and yeah, just good to get out unscathed.
Seem to be benefiting a bit from that new ruck rule where you can grab it out and it's not as much of a risk of holding the ball?
Yeah, I don't know how other ruckmen are going about it, but I feel like it's a little bit of a strength of mine in particular, and a couple of the other boys. Darcy Fort does it really well. Reese is doing it really well at the moment too, but it's just, yeah, less risk around grabbing the ball out of the ruck and trying to either get it forward or give it to our mids. Just seems like an obvious option.
How hampered have you been through the pre-season? What stages and how bad has it been? I understand it's been a bit of a back that's been holding you back a little bit.
Hamstrings have been a bit dodgy over the pre-season. I missed the pre-Christmas portion of pre-season, but since January it's been a gradual progression. I've missed one session since the start of the new year, so it's been a really good progression, and just keep building on it and get to where we are today, where I'm playing some pretty consistent football now. I feel like I played two practice games so far that have I've felt really good and pulled up really well from, so I feel like I'm in a pretty good place at the moment.
Are you AFL ready, or do you need one more in the VFL?
I like to think I'm ready to go right now. It was kind of part of our thinking about why I wanted to put my hand up to play tonight as well, as well as a couple of the other boys as well. Just around only really playing one game of VFL before an AFL game. I didn't think it was enough. So just good to get another one under the belt tonight. I feel like I'm ready to go if the match committee go that way and think they need another tall. So
some of your defensive efforts tonight sort of stood out from where we were sitting. Is that an element of your game, I guess, that you've added to over summer or the post-Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to think I've sort of placed that pretty highly in my game. We sort of value that at the Cats quite a lot. Getting back and helping out is really important at the moment with the 6v6. It's really important to get back when we can and really help out that back six. The boys down there made it really easy for me tonight, really locking down their opponents, and it was at times about just taking uncontested marks. So they did really well tonight.
Yeah, and your tap work, I mean, it was good last year as well, but it looks like you've taken that to a new level again this year. How much work have you done over summer with Otto on that part of your game?
It's been really the contested stuff and ruck contests have been a really massive focus for us over the pre-season. You probably heard quite a lot about how we've had a really contested focus, and having the four ruckmen down there has really bred a lot of competition, and we've been working pretty ferociously on that hard contest stuff, and I feel like over the off-season I sort of added a little bit of strength as well, which I'm really benefiting from in games now too.
Yeah. They went with two ruckmen, I know, with 26 man squads in the JLT, with Yars and Reese. Do you expect that's going to be the way it'll play out through the season, that you'll run with two ruckmen and that'll open up hopefully a spot for you next Friday night?
I'm not 100% sure. I obviously feel like I'm ready to put my hand up if that is the case and they go with two. But again, there's a few different setups they've experimented with over the pre-season, whether it's just at times we've seen just Reese and a pinch hitting ruckman like a Sava at times, which is sort of similar to what they did last year. So no, I'm not 100% sure what they'll go with, but I'm ready to play either that second ruck role or even a pinch hitting role up forward, hopefully.
I suppose Sava's finger injury means he's no certainty for next Friday night. That might further open that door for you.
Yeah, well, that's why it was so important to have a good hit out tonight and get some miles into the legs and even get some time forward. I spent a little bit of time forward at times tonight, which was really a focus area going into the game too.